Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Of course, government contracts mean big business for big businesses, but small businesses can benefit too. For example, just one government agency last year awarded $5 billion in prime contracts to small businesses. Our next guest says that many small businesses, though, are unaware of how to pursue these opportunities, which is why he's hosting a free outreach event on this topic in Columbia on May 23rd. Tom Ledbetter is Associate Vice President at the Center for Entrepreneurial Success and Community Engagement at Midlands Technical College in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. Tom, welcome.
Good morning, Mike. Glad to be back.
Tell us about this particular event.
It's going to be on Wednesday, May the 23rd at our Harbison campus at Midlands Technical College and our theater operations there.
And that theater is quite a place.
It is quite a place. 400-seat capacity, and we hope to fill it up for this symposium.
And the U.S. government is sending one of their agencies to run this event.
Yes, the outreach group for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and they will have with them at least seven of the agencies that operate under the umbrella of Health and Human Services, like the CDC out of Atlanta, like the National Institute for Health, et cetera. There will be buyers and representatives there, contracting agents there to talk with potential suppliers. This is a supplier outreach event.
And looking at the flyer that you gave me, there are only four places in the United States that they are doing this.
Yes, sir. This year, the first one was in Detroit. The second was in Denver, Colorado. The third is in Columbia, South Carolina, which is a first for South Carolina. And the last one will be in Washington, D.C.
And in my introduction, when I mentioned one government agency awarding $5 billion in contracts, that is this agency, isn't it?
Yes, that is this agency or the agencies that operate under them. And these contracts range for everything from landscaping services to supplies, office supplies, to very expensive, very exotic equipment, and out to and including staff services, etc.
How does the government define small business?
The definition given by the U.S. government for small business is any organization with fewer than 500 employees.
And so in our state, that could be pretty much most businesses.
That's greater than 90% of most businesses in the state of South Carolina. Yes, sir.
This is an all-day event.
Yes, it is. It's all day. Starts in the morning with registration and sign in about 8:30 in the morning. About 9 o'clock, we'll get started with speakers from the federal government and a panel discussion to talk about the do's and don'ts of doing business with the federal government. From there, we have breakout sessions planned. So if you've got a particular agency that you would like to pursue the possibility of doing business with, you can go to a breakout session with that agency and spend time, maybe not one-on-one, but instead of one of 300 or 400, it would be one of 20 or 25, and you can get some questions asked and answered.
I don't think that people realize, I know I did not realize how big Health and Human Services is.
Well, it's CDC, it's the Institute of Health, it's all of the veterans hospitals, you know, all those organizations. It is the Center for Medicare, the Center for All Medicare Transactions in the United States. So it's the largest non-military spender in the federal government.
And you mentioned that the theater has 400 seats, so that means space is limited. Besides just registering for this in advance, are there any other requirements?
Because we are limited on our seating, we are limiting it to two representatives per business.
Tom, will there be any breakout sessions or any particular topic devoted to minority-owned businesses, disadvantaged businesses, veteran-owned, women-owned, that kind mm-hmm. of thing?
Mike, I would say that the small business population in the state of South Carolina has a lot of opportunity relative to women's owned businesses, relative to veteran-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, other minority-owned businesses, and underutilized businesses here in the state of South Carolina. So the outreach focus here is on the small business, but there is a heavy emphasis on making sure that we've got an equal play across all the markets of suppliers here in South Carolina. So there's lots of opportunity out of the conference.
Tom, thanks for stopping by.
Mike, it's always good to see you, sir.
Tom Ledbetter is an associate vice president at the Center for Entrepreneurial Success and Community Engagement at Midlands Technical College in Columbia. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage, along with a link to this upcoming event on May 23rd. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.